Why did it shake you so much? What specifically was bothering you?
Well, you know, and this is sort of the distinction, and there's a lot to unpack here about whether this is an authorized military action, which it is not, and right on down to whether these were legitimate targets, and they were not. But let me go back to some of the reviews I've done of other lethal action. Oftentimes when the Department of Defense takes a strike against a terrorist in Yemen or Pakistan or wherever, you watch a video of guys fully armed with AK-47s and sidearms and bombs and you name it, and they're on their way to do something terrible. And in this instance, you may have had bad guys. I have no doubt that these guys were involved in the running of drugs. Now, whether they were running it to the United States or Europe is yet another question. But in that instance, these guys were about to die. Had the United States just walked away, their little piece of wood would have gone under the waves. And as many times as Tom Cotton may say that it doesn't matter what they were doing, it matters essentially what they were doing, because under the law, and if you've spent 15 minutes in law school, you know this, under the law, if someone has been struck and is continues to engage in hostilities, points a gun at you, has a gun, they may be a legitimate target. But if they are outside of combat, they are not. And attacking them is a violation of the laws of war. And these guys, and this is why the American people need to see this video, these guys were barely alive, much less engaging in hostilities.